It's Tuesday night and time to talk Chadron State football with the head coach. It's the Jay Long Show, presented by Chadron Glass and Windows.
Cut back into him and he hit him perfectly and the ball bounced out, hit Sandersfeld, and then there was about two or three great blocks by some young football players and we ended up scoring a touchdown, which created a huge, huge momentum. That when you go back and you watch film, you know, I guess the first thing he shows is that, you know, it's never as bad as you think it is and it's never as good as you think it is. But, you know, the main takeaway was we played really well in the second half against a top team.
Here's your host, the voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins.
It's the Jay Long Show, back for another full season here on Double Q Country. Always glad to be joined by Coach Jay Long of the Chadron State Eagles. The college football season is here. Coach, welcome in. I know you're really pumped to get things going.
Yeah, Dave. I mean, it's always a great time of the year. Last week, we got to go watch the Gordon and Chadron game, and you know, it kind of gets that Friday Night Lights feeling going in the veins, and we're ready to play. We're ready to go. Our guys are excited to play, and it's time to go play somewhere else.
Yeah, those high school guys, they get a week on us early. It always gets the juices kind of flowing to get playing. It was fun to watch some high school ball. Eagles time coming up this week. We have a lot to talk about. We'll start with fall camp and kind of how the team development came along this fall before the season, Coach. Let's get your general kind of wrap up on fall camp. How'd it go? What things were different? Did you accomplish the goals that you had?
Dave, I think the easiest thing, I'm really happy with how our fall camp went. Really excited about how our guys came in and shape. Also really happy about how we became a better team. This past offseason in the spring, we really focused on the team aspect of becoming, you know, together. And that awful C word, that COVID word, you know, it changed a lot of dynamics with your guys being able to hang out with each other and become closer as a team. And this offseason, I think we did a great job. And this summer, I don't know the numbers exactly, but it was the biggest that we've ever had. It was over 60 kids that stayed over the summer. And what all that does is it helps our guys become closer. And you really seen it in our practices. And we were ahead of schedule in getting our schemes in. Our guys were, you know, really flying around, and they know what our expectations are, which is really nice.
Coach, you mentioned COVID and now that things are kind of moving beyond and past, certainly the craziness we saw with the pandemic, you seeing how much of an impact is that having on your football team right now? Is there very much COVID protocol stuff going on, or is it kind of like back to normal, so to speak?
It feels as back to normal as it possibly can be. I mean, there's still the CDC guidelines we follow and there's some NCAA, but I mean, it's back to normal. During the COVID year, I think I had that stick stuck up my nose 24 times. I think it's what I had it. So it was good to not be in that anymore. But once again, I think that, you know, we identified a problem that it caused on our team and we wanted to attack it. And our guys bought into, you know, they wanted it too. They want to be that brotherhood, that family, that togetherness. And this year during fall camp, I would go in the locker room between practices and we had guys hanging out, talking together and really just being a team. And that was one of our main emphases, was become a better team. And when you talk about our goals and what our motto was, is we want to be team firsters and put the team above everybody else. And our guys, you know, really, you know, have bought into it and have done a great job. And we got great leaders also. And with the COVID years, with the eligibility wise, it's kind of always weird. Like now with your seniors, because you're not real sure who's going to be a senior, who still has another year, but is kind of leaning towards being a senior. So we're really just focused on just leaders of our team. And I think we've got some great leaders.
There's been a fun and good vibe that you can feel based on what you were just talking about, Coach, out at fall camp and practices this year. I love it. Can't wait to see how things carry forward with the team and the togetherness that you talk about as we get ready to go to Angelo State this week. We'll talk about the matchup in a bit here on the Jay Long Show, but back to some inter-team stuff, some fall camp things to talk about. Coach, the quarterback battle, the number one question you always get, the one I always ask you almost first and foremost, B. Miller, Hamilton, Pearson, three guys that were really kind of up there for the competition with it. How was the competition for the QB battle this fall?
All three of them are very competitive persons. I mean, and they are guys that, you know, I'm really excited to have. You know, when you look at a quarterback, it always comes down to that trust factor and how can they lead their team and what do they bring when you bring them out on the football field. And all three of them bring, you know, a different dynamic. But I really am excited what those guys have done each and every day. And, you know, this week, there's a good chance you're going to see all three of them in the game and maybe in different situations, maybe in different aspects. Maybe they might be in a different position. But, you know, on paper right now, Heath is the the starter, and Mason is number two, and Preston is number three in our depth chart. But really, the depth chart and the offense that Coach Smith runs, there can be some opportunities for other guys to go get opportunities, and you know, each one of those guys are going to be expected to you know, bring their strengths to the table. So there's an old adage that says, hey, whenever there's a quarterback battle, you really don't have a guy. I do not feel that way. That adage is not true here. I truly feel that any one of these three could be leaders of our team and be the every rep guy, and that's good. That's great. It's been a while since we've had that, and when you look in the past when, you know, John was here, John McClain, when I first came here, we had Pat O'Boyle, who was a terrific football player. I think he would have started on a lot of teams in our conference, maybe the majority of our teams in our conference. Mm-hmm. So if John ever got hurt, we knew we were in good hands. We did go through a period there where we went from having a junior, senior quarterback to break to a freshman that had very little experience. Right now, I feel very comfortable with all three and really proud of how all three of them have came out of camp and utilized their strengths to make us a better team.
Yeah, that has got to be really comforting for the fans to hear that there are those great options, and maybe even seeing one on the field or two on the field at the same time in different spots. It'll be awesome to see how that kind of unfolds. Do you feel like they pushed each other a lot in camp, and that the iron sharpens iron kind of thing was going on?
Yeah, you know, I think so. I mean, I just know this, that our offense, Coach Smith's offense, is not what we're used to seeing. It is a really fun offense to be a part of. I tease with our guys all the time that, you know, I'm 45 years old and this and that and an old man, but really the truth is I'm young in the coaching profession still.
Yeah.
But I do have some experience, and this offense is really opens up where we can run one play and six different guys can touch the ball. It's going to be really fun to watch, something new that our fans are going to really, really enjoy, and it's going to allow quarterbacks to be top players, our receivers to be top players, and it also is going to allow our running backs to be able to shine too. I'm really excited about what we've accomplished. When Coach Smith, a year ago, when we started kind of installing parts of it, you know, Dalton I've had some great quarterbacks. Him and John McClain are one of the top two that I've ever had. And when you look at the stats, those two guys are on the top of them.
Yeah.
But this new offense is going to be a lot different than what we're seen in the past at Shattern. And it's going to be fun. I'm really excited about it.
I cannot wait to see it now, Jay, after our conversation here today. Coach Long with us here on the show. We've got the Eagles and Angelo State coming up here on Thursday night to start the season. It's our first Jay Long show every Tuesday night right here with the head coach. Who stood out and had a great camp, Coach? We've obviously talked quarterbacks, but I know some other guys have got to caught your eye.
You know, Dave, when you ask me these questions, I always try to focus on team, you know, the team aspects of it. But, you know, obviously there has been some guys that had some really good days and, I mean, really good camps. And, you know, our leaders of our team, Dave, are the names that I can repeat again and say. But I can tell you that who I'm really, you know, when you're looking at things going through our drills, our special teams unit is going to be real. I think they could have the opportunity to be some of the best in the country. Our punters and our kickers, Gunner is right now on the two deep. He's number one as our kicker. Brody Eisenbron is number one as our punter, and both of those guys are a combo. They both can do each. Which when you're looking at on the bus traveling, you know, you're utilizing two seats that, you know, normally take up four seats on the bus. So that's able to bring another, you know, maybe skill player that can change the game in regards to ST or alleviate some reps from, you know, our previous, you know, strong dog soldiers, we call them, you know, like Brendan Bramer or something like that, that example. But I'm really excited about our special teams play. I think that they are a weapon that we can utilize. And Dave, when you look in these early games of the year, that is something that affects games more than anything is your special teams. And last year, I know, I assume you're going to start asking questions about Angelo, but we took advantage of ST when they came here last year, and that's something that we need to make sure we're doing in these first two, three games.
Yeah, boy, and a great point too that would be overlooked by pretty much everybody: the number of seats on the bus for a trip like this. If you can exchange two for two other guys, guys that normally would be taken up, just that makes your team that much deeper and more guys available for a road trip. What a great point, Jay. We appreciate you sharing that with us. And yeah, I mean, that's got to be a big factor into the to the long distance of a road trip like this and bringing guys.
You know, it's really big. Your roster management is what we talk about. And, you know, Dave, I think as far as our teams goes, we have more depth than we've had in the past years. Our team was an old team last year. But we have more depth this year. And, you know, we're going to travel one freshman, Richie McCormick, and he had a great fall camp at linebacker. Don't know if he'll play or not right now, but I do know we are going to travel him. And if that opportunity presents itself, you know, he'll be a kid that, you know, that you may see as a true freshman to play. But the rest of the travel squad is all upperclassmen. And when you're asking about, you know, things that what our expectations are and that is, you know, I thought the rest, he had a really good fall camp. Our expectations on defense are extremely high, and we lost some great players, but those players all are replaced with a guy that's got a lot of game reps. And the one thing Coach Sassy does is he rotates, and our D line I think has a chance to be special. Yeah. Our linebacking core has a chance to be special, and our defensive backfield has a chance to be special. And we've got players at every level, and that's what makes great defenses. And I'm really that's something in fall camp that has stood out very big also.
Yeah, we'll talk Angelo here shortly and even deeper too on the pregame show Thursday night, Coach, with you. And you talked about the linebackers. One of those guys that's going to be an impact guy is transfer, and you guys had to go into that portal and around the country and bring some people over to Shadron State to make some plays.
You know, Dave, I get probably in the offseason, the questions I get most asked about is NIL and also then the portal. How does the portal affect and that, and how does it affect your team? And really, as a coach, you're recruiting to find the best guys for you, for your program, and not only for your program, but for, you know, they got to be able to fit in our town. They got to be able to fit in our community. They need to be able to fit in our college in the academic setting, and then they also got to need to be able to fit as a football player. And you know, we brought some transfers in this year. It just ended up being where a transfer worked a little easier than a junior college transfer. Mm-hmm. But you know, in the past, you always bring in a half a dozen of either junior college transfers or now 4-year transfers. And you know, when you do that, it's no different. You need to ask a lot of questions. You need to contact the previous coach. And Hiamasi has been a really good addition to our team. What a great personality this guy has. Dave, you're gonna be traveling on the bus. You're gonna want to sit by him. He's a very outgoing, very awesome kid. And he was the fourth leading tackler at Kearney. And I expect him to do some big things for us and in our already deep linebackering core. And you know, we also brought in another kid that was Hamasi's friend, Jordan Suckow. Jordan Suckow is another linebacker that ended up coming in. He was Hamasi's buddy. They played together in junior college, and Jordan ended up playing at an NAI school, and Jordan has also been a really great addition, you know, for us in that linebacker core, and that's a position we already got some guys at, and we got Joey's expectation of Joey and Xavier. They are top guys in not only our conference, I think, but in the league. You know, those guys are going to continue to add that in, and when you look at our depth, Coach Sassy does a great job of rotating because we want to stay fresh, and we want to, with the spread offenses and offenses that want to move fast.
Yeah.
The more fresh we can stay and the more guys out there that can make plays, great.
Yeah, absolutely. An offensive line coach, some big holes to fill up there. I know one guy you brought in was a transfer there. He's trying to get into the lineup with all those others that want to fill the big spots that were left by a good group from last year.
You know, O-line has been that position that the majority, I'm assuming, people that are listening on this radio, you know, are Shadron people. And when you look at the Shadron High School, you know, they graduate a lot of linemen. And everybody's like, okay, what's going to happen? What are we going to do here? And you know, we graduated last year 3 offensive linemen that were very good. They got, you know, Justin right now just signed a USFL contract, and you know, he's still on the board for maybe getting an opportunity to play in the NFL if some teams get banged up. Canada's looking at him. I mean, he was one of the best to play. And Austin Rapp was a 4-year starter, and then Jake Norris was, you know, a terrific player for us, great run blocker. And so when you lose those guys, it's time for the next guys to step up. And a name that is not a transfer but a guy that I want to talk about is Emmett Rosentrader. When you look in today's day and age, you know, it's easy to stay stereotyped that, you know, kids want instant gratification. Kids don't want to put in the work to, you know, be better, and, you know, to put in the time to go play. Emmett's been a part of our program for 6 years. Due to COVID, he still has another year of eligibility. Emmett has never started a game for Shattern State. Right now, he is going to start his game this Thursday. And he's a guy that has bought into our program. He came in weighing 180 pounds 6 years ago playing eight-man football.
Yeah.
He knew he had to work. He knew he had to do a lot of things to get to where he is. And he weighs now 280 pounds. And, you know, he's made a difference on our line. And that's, you know, the type of guy and that has done that. You're going to see a freshman in there at a left guard. And, you know, he's had a great camp in Vinny Mosley. And right tackle's another one of those developmental guys in Axel Turk. Axel Turk came in weighing about 220. Now he weighs about 290. He's 6'6". He's one of those guys, if he walks into the room right now, you're like, that's got to be a football player.
Right.
And he has really had a good fall camp. And then obviously our two mainstays with Juan and Michael, those two guys have had a really good camp. So and when you're talking that's one of those positions that we, you know, we needed some guys to step up, and in fall camp they have. And the good news is we're playing against great defense every day, and those guys are gaining that confidence that they know if they can push around Kobe Whipple, they're going to be able to push around, you know, the teams we play.
It's so great to hear about Emmett Rosentrater's story, a small school Paxton Tiger kid. Yeah. Who's worked so hard. And when you talk about culture and guys being teammates and friends, out of the practice field, Emmett's always so positive. He's having fun. He's kind of keeping things loose, but you can tell he does the work and he has the focus, and he might be one of the funnest guys on the team. Yeah. And just so jovial and great to see him get his opportunity.
Really proud of him, Dave. That's the easiest words to say, is that he's an Eagle.
Coach Jay Long with us on the Tuesday night Jay Long Show of program. Let's take a quick peek at health and injuries. Coach, you just first and foremost want to stay healthy in fall camp. How'd you guys come out in that regard?
You know, we stayed healthy, and that's one of our goals in the fall camp, is to stay healthy. And last week I was talking to one of our former players, one of my former teammates, and I talked about, you know, how fall camp was when we were in there and how we hit, you know, just every day you hit. And we had 2-a-days and sometimes some 3-a-day versions with things. And the NCAA has made new rules. Yeah. And the new rules, they do help in regards to safety, in regards to the health of your team. The piece that we have to make sure our guys are is staying in shape. And that's how the summer programs are so huge, is our guys got to stay in shape. And when you look at the new rules, the ones that are most blatant is we have 22 practices before we play Angelo. Out of those 22, 7 of them have to be in a helmet. Then that leaves us remaining, I think, right around 15. And out of those 15, you cannot hit or thud more than 2 days in a row. So that about eliminates that down to half there. So when you're talking, you know, the practices in fall camp, we have to be mentally locked in, and we have to use the mental aspects of things rather than the old way of physical. Now, as coaches, our balance is you got to have that tough team, but you also got to have that mental team that goes the right direction. And I think our guys have done that. I feel like our team is fairly mature. You know, we've done a good job taking care of each other this camp, and because of it, we've had no injuries.
That's great, Coach. And you have turned the page to opponent number one, the Angelo State Rams, ranked number 7 in the country in the first preseason poll. What a great opportunity for your team. What have you had the guys do here at the very start when you first started prepping for Angelo? What's the first things that you had them get ready for and to get ready for this Ram team?
You know, Dave, when we go into the season, we're going to play right now on paper. There's two top 10 teams in the country. You know, our schedule is a schedule that's really exciting for fans. It's really exciting for our team. And, you know, as a coach, we have to decide, you know, how we're going to go into these games. Are we going to say, all right, these guys are 7th in the country, these are the things that we have to do to be able to go do that? Or are we going to go through our process? And what our process is how we focus on every single day getting better, every single rep getting better, and then go do what we do and go be the toughest team on the football field and win our rep. You know, we've really kind of went with, over the years, you know, with going with both different versions. And this year, when we talked in our offseason, we had our guys just say, hey, well, how do you want to treat this? You know, because we play in a great conference. Our expectations is to be a ranked team in the country, to be a top team in the country. And how do we want to attack this? And the guys are just constantly saying, Coach, let's go do what we do. And let's go through our process. And when you look at it, last year, we were 2 points away, you know, for beating that team. And, you know, how did we do it? We played great defense. We played great great offense, and we really dominated on special teams. We need to figure out a way how to get those extra 2 points, and that's going through and doing our job. And the other piece is, Dave, we're not the same team as last year, and they're not the same team as last year.
Right.
These first rankings are based off of what you did last year. And you know, so our guys are going to go out there, and we're going to go execute and be excited to go play in a new stadium. We played there the last, I think it was 12 or 13, and I think the only people that have done that, me and Coach Shasty went down there. Coach Shasty was playing, and I was a coach, so it'll be fun.
Yeah, it should be a fun trip. And is there a difference in your preparation, Coach, and when you have a team like this, new conference, top 10, you saw them last year, there's weather, mm-hmm. there's heat, there's all this travel you got to prepare for. Are you guys focusing specifically on anything more physically in preparing for Angelo, or are you doing anything different, like maybe more film work or things like that to try and preserve mm-hmm. the physical side?
You know, you learn many different ways. Last year, we opened up the season at Western State, Colorado. And, you know, I always talk to you about when we go there, then we were parking in the highest parking lot in the country. We're playing football in the highest football stadium in the country.
They make
and
sure you know about
yeah,
it.
They definitely let you know. We're and with it. And I felt like we, you know, as a team, it did affect us last year as the first game. I don't think as the season progresses over the years that I've been there as a coach and as a player living it, and I also wrestled there as an athlete. And I think that as the season progresses, it's not as much of a factor. But what I would say that I wish I would have done a better job last year of is I would have rotated more. And when you look at going down to Angelo, we don't know what the heat is. We can't control what the heat's going to be. It's a 6 o'clock game at night. I can tell you this, we have had plenty of Midwestern heat during fall camp. Now with the safety and health of athletes, you know, we have a temperature gauge that sits on our turf that says, hey, if it hits this temperature, where practice is called. And with new NCAA rules, once things called, we can't have a 2-day. So it's done. And so we've been through our heat also. One of the big things that we're going to focus on is rotating. I just said earlier about our strength of our depth, and we got to be able to utilize that to keep our guys fresh and make sure that we win the fourth quarter.
Coach, we'll get into the heavy details of the matchup with Angelo on the pregame show Thursday night, but is there something you can tell fans that you've learned about the Rams so far here in your early look at them?
Adam Clark is their defense coordinator. Adam Clark was the head coach at Western New Mexico for when they were in the RMAC. He was also the defensive coordinator at Caro School of Mines before he was head coach at Western Mexico. So, you know, he's familiar with our conference. He knows what our mentality of our team is. And his defense was really, really good last year. They were a top 10 defense in the country. And when you look at the teams that we played last year, they were definitely, you know, one of the best D lines and defensive fronts that we saw. You know, this year they did graduate some guys. But, you know, when you look at, like, cultures of teams, you know, their culture of their team is they're going to ride their defense. And their defense is going to be, you know, what I would say that stands out right now. Last year, offensively, when they played us, I would say they were kind of trying to find out who they were.
Mm-hmm.
As the season progressed, they did find out who they were. So I know that they're going to be, you know, probably ahead of what they were last year in that regards. And then ST, we were able to really take advantage of them last year with all the kicks and that. You know that their coach right now is saying, hey, this is what they did to us last year. That ain't going to happen again and those things. But, you know, that is something that will be a factor in the game. It always is in these early games of the year.
We're heading into the first game of the season and a lot of anticipation. Everybody's got a chance, you know, at this point to win their conference championship and have a great year. We'll finish up with this one on our first Jay Long Show of the year. Are you guys going in to the season with a rallying cry, a team theme, something like that as you try and get that RMAC championship? You said your lineman earlier had said, we want to just do what we do, kind of mm-hmm. be who we are. Is that the one this year, or do you guys come up with something new?
You know, it really, like I said earlier, was talking about being team firsters, and we want to, I just got done with my teaching class. I teach a football class, and I was going through and I was talking about, you know, our team and talking about goals and philosophies and those things. And one thing I just said to the class was is that I think that we maybe had a little bit more talented team last year, but I think we have a better team this year. And that typically is that's a good thing. As I sit here and I say it again, I think that the best words is I think last year we maybe had more of an older team that, you know, had more game experiences. But I think that this team has that same talent. And I think that we are a better football team as a whole together, that our guys really have really been a closer team, which I'm, you know, I'm excited expecting to be have a, you know, more success on the football field with it. So, you know, as far as our goals and expectations never change. You know, we want to be a top team in the country, and we do the things to do that. And we got to go out and we got to execute in a great conference and a great non-conference schedule. And our guys are excited about that challenge, Dave. And goes that adage, you want to be at that level, you need to beat those teams to be at that level. And that's what we're going out and doing.
Can't wait for the season, Coach. Another great full show to start it off this year. Jay and I will be visiting every Tuesday. Fans join us here on WQ Country, as well as the free Panhandle Post app and on the website to tune in on demand to listen to the show anytime. I can just feel and sense the excitement with you, Coach. I know the team feels the same way. I'm in the boat, too. Can't wait to get on the bus and head down to Angelo and have the show again with you this year.
For sure, Dave. Appreciate your support, and go Eagles.
The Jay Long Show is presented by Shadron Glass and Windows. Whether you're looking to replace one broken window, upgrade your entire home or business with a beautiful new look, or replace a cracked vehicle windshield, you'll find your perfect glass solution at Shadron Glass and Windows. Save money this winter on energy costs and upgrade to more energy-efficient windows and doors. Stop in and see Judd at 139 Main Street or give Shadron Glass and Windows a call at 432-3268. That's 432-3268. Tune in every Tuesday night during the season for the Jay Long Show, presented by Shadron Glass and Windows. Listen on demand by downloading archived shows on the CSC Sports page at PanhandlePost.com.